A journalist by trade, 67-year-old Greg Gumma was one of the founders of Burlington's Progressive Party, along with then little-known politician Bernie Sanders. He is running for mayor of Vermont's largest city as an independent and says it doesn't bother him that he did not receive the Progressive Party endorsement.
That was then and this is now, but it is a little more complicated. When I was a part of this particular movement, it wasn't even called the Progressive Party. It was first the Independent Coalition, and then it became gradually a party. I have many points of agreement with the progressives, but things have changed, particularly in the last 3 to 6 years in Burlington. And I waited to hear what Steve had to say, Steve Goodkind, who got the nomination. And I felt that there were enough distinctions that were substantive that I felt that I had to at least make those clear, as well as my much greater differences with the mayor.
So why did you decide you wanted to run for mayor?
I'm very concerned about the direction and the pace of change. I do think that financial adjustments and improvements needed to be made, and I credit the mayor for that. Some say I should always criticize him. I don't. I think he did a good job as a manager dealing with a financial rescue situation. But that's a different question from leading the city into the future. And on that level, I feel that not only is he leading it toward what I would call a gentrified future, where income inequality and affordability will become an even bigger problem, but also because, as we now see as a result of campaign finance reporting, that his support comes from the developers who have been waiting on the sidelines and now want to implement plans that they have been constrained from implementing until now. And these include a hotel on the waterfront, a vast makeover of downtown, and a wiping away of a lot of zoning restrictions which have protected Burlington all these years.
Are you concerned more about the city center, or is this a concern that extends throughout the entire city?
Absolutely. It's not just a downtown question. Let me give you an example. In the South End, it was once an industrial area. Now it's an incubator center. It's a place where innovators and artists work. Now, if zoning is changed and it becomes mixed use and upscale housing goes into that part of town, that will drive out those innovators. And so we will lose what we have become distinctively known for. The North End, similar kinds of development pressures, the Burlington College land, 33 acres of gorgeous land. We are very concerned that very little of it will be preserved.
What sorts of limits are needed, or are they on the books and just need to be followed?
The zoning restrictions we have, not restrictions, the zoning regime we have now allows for growth. For example, there are approximately 2,000 housing units in the pipeline right now in the city. Now, in past years, that was not always true. So part of it is not to change things too quickly. Part of the argument I'm making is, what's the rush? The mayor says the city has missed out on something, and I don't agree, because I see us on the top of almost every list for livability and health and all sorts of things. This is a very unique and valuable and lovely city. I think that improvements can be made, but we do not need the kind of makeover and intensified development that's happening, that is being proposed throughout the city. We need to slow it down, involve more people, deliberate, and decide just what kind of growth, at what scale, and at what rate we really want.
Greg Gumma, the city elections are not just for mayor. I mean, you've got the entire city council up for re-election or elections, depending on how it's been redistricted. How do you think that's going to change the city, particularly if you become mayor?
That's a very good question. What you have is two political parties, the progressives and the Democrats. The Republicans are not really a citywide party. And from what I know, it is highly likely that neither party will have a majority, because there are independents on the board as well. So you have a possible scenario in which you have really the ingredients of gridlock. I have been a member of both parties. I see myself not only as a community builder, because I've been that as a manager, but also as a consensus builder. When I went to Pacifica Radio, I had to really bring factions together that really didn't want to deal with one another. I had to seek buy-in. I had to seek areas of common agreement. And so I think that I'm actually in a unique position here. And it's part of the reason why I decided to step in, because I have both the history and I am independent of both parties, but I am sympathetic to many of the issues that both of them pursue, and I have connections that I can tap to try to find areas of agreement to move us forward and to avoid gridlock that could happen.
How optimistic are you as you knock on the doors?
You know, I was the latecomer. My campaign is only 1 month old, officially, although probably 35 years old, actually. I've been very encouraged. This was a long shot to begin with. My optimism is rising. When I ran for the city council in 1981 and 1989, I got 42% twice. If I can match that on a citywide basis, I will be the next mayor.
That was independent Burlington mayoral candidate Greg Gumma. The fourth candidate running for mayor of Burlington is Libertarian Loyal Plouffe. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.